All right, good morning. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Dalid. Today's daf is almost all, or basically entirely, about the machlokas yesh eim lemikra or yesh eim lemesores. Whether when we have a creek sieve in the psukim, if a word is spelled a certain way and then pronounced a certain way, in darshaning the psukim, do we follow, do we give primacy to the written form of the word, or do we give primacy to the pronounced form of the word? That's yesh eim lemikra or yesh eim lemesores. We're going to launch into this discussion because we had been discussing yesterday how many people, how many dayanim, the smallest beis din is comprised of. We saw three and five, and we were darshaning the words Elohim. And now in the beginning of the shiur, where we're going to start from Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom, second line of the wide lines, we're going to try to explain the shita of Rebbe, who says that you need five dayanim, and it'll turn out that he's going to darshan that you need five dayanim from the words in the pasuk, that some of the words are written in the plural form, and we're basically going to see the drasha that he's going to make. That drasha is going to make us conclude that yesh eim le mikra, that yesh eim le mikra according to Rebbe, and then the Gemara is going to give a laundry list of other Amoraim who appear to all hold that yesh eim le mikra, covering a whole range of topics. From the it's going to cover the number of matanas that you have to put on the mizbeach, and the number of walls that a sukkah has to have, and it's going to cover the number of days that a ledes is tamei for. So we're going to see in a couple of other topics. So we're going to see all of these shitas. Then the Gemara is going to backtrack and say, well, maybe none of them argue about yesh eim le mikra, yesh eim le mesores, because they all agree that yesh eim lemikra, they all agree that we follow the pronounced form of the word. So then the Gemara is going to have to backtrack and explain, well, if everybody agrees that yesh eim lemikra, what is everybody arguing about in the various machloksin that we saw on these various topics? So we're going to explain all of that. And then the Gemara ultimately is going to conclude that maybe we can render a split decision. So in other words, maybe we would say yeshem lemikra when the pronounced form actually looks different than the written form, but maybe we could distinguish that case from a situation where the pronounced form and the written form look exactly the same way. And the Gemara then starts darshaning on lo savashel gedi bachalevimo. You could read it bachalev shalosh pamim bashana yera ekol zchorcha. It could be read yireh. So we're going to see drushas about all this stuff. But today is the sugya of yesh eim lemikra. So says the Gemara again. We left off Gimel Amud Beis. We left off Gimel Amud Beis. Two lines down into the wide lines. And thank you for the reminder. Today's shiur again is sponsored by the Newman family. Leskosa for Shalema for Avishai's father, Chaim Naftali ben from Freda. We hope that the learning today serves as a schus for his refuah bekarov. So says the Gemara, second line in the wide lines, Gimel Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Dine Mamanis Peshlosha. So we saw in the Mishnah, Dine Mamanis Peshlosha are judged with three dayanim. Rebbe Yomer Bechamisha. Rebbe says that you start with five dayanim. Why would you start with five? Kadesha Yigmara Din Beshlosha. So that you should finish the din with three dayanim. So what does that mean, finish the din? So Rashi explains that we know that we follow the rov by Dine Mamanis, right? We follow a simple majority. So how large do we need to start the beis din out at in order to ensure that if they would have a split decision, if there would be a simple majority, then the simple majority would be a majority of three, that it would be a 3-2 verdict. So obviously you have to start with five, so that if you start with five and then you follow the majority ultimately in the Psak Halacha, it'll be a 3-2, so you're going to have a Gemar Din with three judges. So says the Gemara, Atu Betlasa Milo Gemar Din Betray. But says the Gemara, well, if the whole point is to set up a scenario where at the end of the day I can have a Gemar Din with a simple majority, so why do I need to start with five so I have a simple majority of three? Let me start with three. At the end of the day, I'll have a simple majority of two. So says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Memneisha Gemar Din Bishlosha. It's not that I need to start with five because I need a number that will yield a simple majority. It's that there's an inyan in having the majority rule, the majority decision, be rendered by three Dayanim. Why? So Alma says the Gemara, Kasavar Tlasa, Ki Ksivi, Begmar Dina Ksivi, because it's Mashma, he holds that when the reference to three judges is given over, it's written in connection with the Gmar Din. So it's not only that the Basin should be comprised of three Dayanim, it's that the Basin should be comprised of a number so that when they render their verdict, assuming they do so based on a simple majority, the majority constitutes three people. So, and obviously there's a Gmar Din with three only if you start off with a size of five. That way they could render a 3-2 verdict based on a simple majority. So Megadef Bar Rabbi Avo, so Rabbi Avo made a gesture of surprise. Doesn't necessarily mean that he cursed him, but he was like really shocked by the statement. So he says, well, if you want to tell me that the smallest base then has to be a base of five so that they should render their majority and the majority will be a panel of three, so the Sanhedrin HaGadol that we've been saying is 71, if the idea is not that the body should be 71, but that the body should be large enough so that 71 judges render a majority verdict, so then that Sanhedrin HaGadol is going to have to be 141 judges large so that you could have then a 71-70 verdict. And so too the small Sanhedrin, which is a basin of 23, if the point is that you want to have 23 people constitute the majority, then you're going to have the basin be comprised of 45 Dayanim, so that you would have a 23-22 verdict equals 45. And we've never heard of these numbers, that a Sanhedrin should be 141 or 100 or 45 people. We've never heard of this. Ella asfali shivim ish amarachmana mishas asifa shivim. However, the pasuk says that gather for me 70 people, and we saw already a couple of days ago that Moshe al Gabayim, and that makes 71. But the point is that Mishas Asifa Shivim, that there's no inyan that you have to finish the Gemar Din with 71. It's from the time that they gather, from the very first time that they gather, they are 71 people strong, because the Sanhedrin at its maximum, at its largest state, has to be only 71. Vishaftua Eda, Vihitzilua Eda. And when it says, how do we learn the Sanhedrin of 23? We were darshaning from the Psukim by the Meraglim that Vishaftu Eda, Vihitzilu Eda. So that's 10 and 10, because an Eda is 10, and that makes 20. And then we need a majority. Not only a simple majority, but a majority of 2 to convict. So that makes 22. But aim based in shuckle, so we add another. So that makes 23. So v'shaftu Eda v'tzilu Eda nami mishas shvita so Eda. So that when do you need the basin of 23? It's not at the Gemar Din. It's from the time that you bring the people into judgment. That's from the time you start the Din Torah. That's when you need 23. So Achanami v'nikra balabayis el Elohim. So when we say v'nikra balabayis el Elohim, and remember we darshan from the fact that we say Elohim three times, mishas kriva shlosha. It's from the time that they come to din that the basin has to be three people. It's not that the Gemar Din has to be with three. It's from the outset it has to be a basin of three. So says the Gemara, Ella Hainu Taima. So says the Gemara, Elo Hainu Taima. The Rebbe. So what's the reason for Rebbe? Because it says Arsher Yarshiun Elohim Trei Nem Trei. Because this, it says in the pasuk like this: Al Kol Dvar Pesha Al Shorach Amor Al Seo Al Sama Al Kol Aveda Asher Yomar Kiuzeh Ad Elohim Yavod Var Shneim. They have to bring their dispute to a din Torah. Asher Yarshian Elohim Yishalem Shnayim L'Reyeyu. It's whoever the Elohim convicts, he has to pay twofold. He has to pay kefel. We're talking about the case of Gzela. He has to pay kefel to his friends. Asher Yarshian Elohim Trei and Nemar Elohim Lamata. V'nemer Elohim Lamala. And it said Elohim earlier in the Pasuk, right? In that Pasuk, it said Elohim twice. First it said Asher Yarshion Elohim. Over here, we have Elohim paired with Yarshion, which is a Lashon Rabim. But earlier in the Pasuk, it said V'nikrav Balabayis El Elohim. It says Elohim at the end of the pasuk. It says Elohim at the beginning of the pasuk. Mala mala shnayim, just like the Elohim, which is written at the end of the pasuk, connotes two people because it's written b'loshon rabim. Asher yarshiun Elohim. Aflamala shnayim, also v'nikrav balabayis el Elohim. That's written earlier in the pasuk. Signifies, it connotes two dayanim, vein, basin, shekels. Now we have 2 plus 2, that's a panel of 4, but basin can't be an even number. Mosifin aleim od echad, so we add another judge. Hare kan chamisha, so that's how we get the basin of 5. It's not so that the Gemar din should be with 3. It's because the Idarshan's from the Pasuk, Asher Yashin Elohim, and he makes drushas in the Pasuk, that the Beis Din has to be of 5 people. Now the Rabbanan, how did the Rabbanan darshan this Pasuk? Doesn't it say Asher Yashin Elohim, and the Yashin is Elashin Rabim, and then it says also earlier in the Pasuk Elohim, so don't they make the same drusha as Rebbe? So says the Gemara, Yarshiun Ksiv. Yes, it does say Yarshiun. However, it says Yarshiun without the Vav. So it doesn't say Yarshiun. It's not Yud Rei Shin Yud Ayin Vav Nun. If it had a Vav, then you're right. Then I would darshan that it has to be two Dayanim. But it says Yarshiun. It's written a Chasar without the Vav. So that's why they hold that Yarshiun does not symbolize two people. So l'chora, the pshat here is that the Rebbe and the Chachamim argue whether we are holich achar hakri or achar haksiv. If you go after the written form, then you have a lashon yachid over here. If you go after the pronounced form, if you go after the kri, then you have a lashon rabin. So says the Gemara, so this is the machlokas kri ksiv. So Rebbe holds yeshem lamikra. Rebbe holds that you follow the pronounced form of the word. So Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rebbe, who's what the shita that we have here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz, Ubei Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, Kulu Sfirulu Yesh Eim Lamikra. They all hold Yesh Eim Lamikra. They all hold that if the pronounced form of the word differs from the written form of the word, then when we're making a drosha, we give primacy to the pronounced form and not to the written form. So just a couple of points here on Yesh Eim Lamikra before we dive into all the various cases, that L'chora, the whole concept of Yesh Eim Lamikra, Yesh Eim Lamesores, is very difficult because we know that today, Ein Onu Bekiyin B'chaseros V'yaseros, that we are not necessarily Bekiyin in all of the Chaseros and Yaseros that are in the Chumash. And if we're not Bekiyin in Chaseros V'yaseros, it's sort of weird that you could have machloksin that hinge on whether we follow the pronounced form of the word or whether we follow the written form of the word, because we don't even know in any word whether they should be written malay or chaser. So the whole machlokas seems to be a pretty strange foundation for a machlokas. So the Minchas Chinuch explains that generally we're not bekiyim b'chaseros v'yaseros, but there are certain parshios where we are bekiyim in chaseros and yaseros. So these are parshios that we read or that we say all the time. So those parshios that we're more familiar with, maybe we are bekiyim in the chaseros and the yaseros in those specific parshios. And maybe these machloksin all happen to be in these parshios that we're a little bit more familiar with. And also, we can distinguish between regular chaseros and yaseros, regular instances where a word is written with a vav, without a vav, we don't really know how it's supposed to be written, and instances where the way that the word is written impact a drusha. So it could be that where the mulay or the chaser is going to impact a drusha, then maybe we are expert in those scenarios, because how we hold in those scenarios is going to drive what the halacha actually is. Mashenke, in a regular word where there's no drusha at stake, maybe there isn't. Maybe in that case we would not be bekiyim b'chaseros v'yaseros. I also saw an interesting pshat why brought down in Shelas Teshuvas Ber Esek, that why it's called Yesh Eim LaMikra and not Yesh Av LeMikra. So why is that even a kasha? So he says, because elsewhere we know that we have other Yud Gimel Midah Shatur Nidresh Rishvam. We have Binyan Av, for example. So how come sometimes we refer to things as Binyan Av, which is where we learn one pasuk from the next, but over here we're saying Yesh Aim LeMikra. So he says very beautifully that that the concept of Yesh Aim LeMikra means that there is a hidden message in the pasuk, and that hidden message in the pasuk is based on the way something is pronounced. It's not apparent in the pasuk, because the way it's written, we don't have the drusha. It's only from the way it's pronounced. And what is this hidden message more like? It's like a woman. A woman has more of a burden or an obligation to conduct herself in a manner of tzniyus. So she's generally hiding things, a woman. And therefore, that's why it's called Yeshem LaMikra, because the pasuk, the written form of the pasuk, is actually hiding a drusha. We follow only the pronounced form. We follow only the Yesh Aim LeMikra. Okay, so now let's get down to these machloksen. So Rebbe, so we're four lines down from the bottom, Dalet Amin Aleph. So Rebbe Hadi Amran. So Rebbe holds Yesh Aim LeMikra, that's what we just said, that he says Yarshi'un, he darshans too, even though it's written as if it's a Lashon Yachid. Rav Yudah ben Roetz is the Tanya, the following. So Sholu Tamidim as Rav Yudah ben Roetz, Ekra Ni Shivim. So maybe I would read the word shivim. What word shivim? So if you look in the Torah, it says vim nekeva seleid, and if a woman gives birth to a nekeva, v'tama shivu ayim, but it's a chaser because there's only one yud at the end, not two yuds. V'tama shivu ayim, and she be tummy for 14 days. Kanidasa v'shishim yom v'sheshes yomim teshev al demei tahara, and then she is tahara for a period of 66 days. So this is contrasted. If she gives birth to a boy, she's Tameh 7 days, Tara 33, even though she's still flowing blood. However, by a girl, she's Tameh 14 days, and she's Tar 66. So Ekrani Shivim, maybe I should read that she's Tameh for 70 days, that she's Tameh for 70 days. So Yochel Yitei Yoledes Nekeva Tameh Shivim. So can it be that Yoledes Nekeva should be Tameh for 70 days? Summer Lam, Tima Vitir Bezachar, Vitima Vitir Benekeva. No, it can't be that she's Tamea for 70 days, because there's a juxtaposition between the days of Tuma and Tyra by Yezachar and the days of Tuma and Tyra by Nekeva. Ma Kishatir Bezachar Benekeva Kiflayim. Just like the Yimei Tara by a boy is 33 days, by a girl is 66 days. Af Kishatime Bezachar Benekeva Kiflayim. Also, the Yimei Tuma for a boy, just like the Yimei Tuma for a boy is 7 days, the Yimei Tuma for a girl is twice as long, so it's 2 weeks. So la'achar, so that's the drasha that he made. So that's the svara that he gave. And then la'achar sheyatsu, after the talmidim left, yatsu machzor achrem, he went and ran after them, and he said, Amar lam, i'atem zkukel makach, you don't even need my fancy drasha, because, my fancy svara rather, because shivu'ayim karinan, v'yesh aim lamikra, because even though the written form of the word looks like it's shivim, but really the mikra, the pronounced form, the kri, is shivu'ayim, and therefore it's basically, it's as if it's mefurish b'pasuk, that the woman who gives birth to a girl is tameah for 14 days, because even though the ksiv is shivim, the kri is shivu'ayim, and we follow the kri. Okay. So that's Rav Yudah ben Roetz. Beishamai, Titania, Beishamai, as we learn as follows. Beishamai Omrim, Kola Nitnin Ala Mizbeach, any matnas dam that's put on the Mizbeach, Hachitzon, on the outer Mizbeach, Shanasam Bematana Achas Kiper. If you give only one matana of dam, if you just pour blood on one time, it does affect a kapara. We know that the kapara is often with the zrikas hadam, and the Torah specifies the zrikas hadam how it should be. And the chiddush of Beis Shammai is that even though meikar adin, really, karbonos that are brought on the mizbeach achitzon require shtei matana or shem arba, they require two applications of blood that go to all four corners of the mizbeach. If you pour it only once on the mizbeach, that is going to be mechaper. Bidiyeved. So and Rashi explains that the drasha here is from a pasuk that it says dechsev v'dam zvachecha yishafech shvicha achas b'mashma. It's mashma that all you need is one shvicha. Now that's by a regular karban. However, by a chatas shtei matanos. By a chatas you have to give two applications of blood. Ubeis Hillel, Amar Beis Hillel argues af b'chatas shanisa shenosnam b'matana achas kiper. Even a chatas for which you put only one matnas dam on the mizbeach, you also get a kapara. So we have a machlokas. Beis Shammai says by echatos you need shtei matanos. Beis Hillel says by echatos you need matana achas. What are they arguing about? V'yomer Ravuna, and Ravuna says like this. My time of the Beis Shammai. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? He says that you need two matanos by echatos because karnos. It says in the pasuk. V'lokach hakoyim midama betzbo v'nosan al karnos mizbeach ola v'elz kol dama yishboch al yusonam mizbeach. Then another pasuk v'lokach hakoyim midama chatos betzbo v'nosan al karnos mizbeach. And then it says later in the pasuk v'nosan al karnos mizbeach. So three times the word karnos is mentioned. Each time it's spelled without a vav. So each time it's spelled kuf resh nun taf. But you see in the Gemara over here, we're writing it the way it's pronounced, which is Kuf Resh Nun Vav Tav. So the Kri is plural, the Ksiv is singular. But according to Beis Shammai, the Kri is plural, so we have three times the word Karnos is mentioned, Karnos is Mashma 2, so 2 times 3 is 6. Hare Kan Shesh. Arba La Mitzvah V'Shtayim La'akev. Four of them are for the Mitzvah, just for the mitzvah, that you get a mitzvah if you apply the blood to the mizbeach, and two of them are la'akev, that two of them are to come and say that I need at least two matanos in order for the kapara to take effect. Why is it shnayim la'akev? And this is a geder, explain the mafarshim, it's a begeder shino alav akas of la'akev, that the pasuk repeated it to be ma'akev. So the third repetition is to be ma'akev, but each time the word karnos appears, I'm darshaning that it means two matanos, because karnos, the kri is lashon rabim. U'beisillah lomim, and Beisillah says, karnos, the first word karnos here is a typographical error, because all of the references to karnos in the pasuk are chaseros. So karnos, hare kan arba, gimel, lemitzvah, v'achas la'akev. Three of them are for a mitzvah, and one of them is to be ma'akev. And that's how he backs into one matnas dam being ma'akev, even by a karban chatas. So we see over here that Beis Shammai is obviously being holech achara kri, because Beis Shammai pretends that all of these are written as if they're mole, as if they're written with a vav, so they're all lashon rabim. Beis Hillel is not willing to say that they're all written by lashon rabim, so he's obviously following the ksiv. So says the Gemara of Eima kulu lemitzvah. So maybe according to Beis Hillel, how do I know that I need any of these to be ma'akev? How do I know that any of these matnas dam are ma'akev? So says the Gemara, kapara bichti lo ashkechan, because it's impossible that we would find a kapara that the karban would be mechaper without any matnas dam. That we never have. So we know that at least one is ma'akev according to Beis Hillel, but the machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is whether one or two is ma'akev. Beis Shammai says two is ma'akev because he darshans the kri. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Reb Shimon is what? The Tanya, we have like this in a brisa. Shtayim kilchasam, we're talking now about a sukkah. So you need two walls that are the shear of a wall. V'shlishes afilu tefach. That's the Tanakama Shita, that the third wall has to be only the size of a tefach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sholosh Kilchasan or Avias Afilu Tefach, that you need three regular walls for a sukkah, and the fourth wall only has to be a tefach long. So B'maika Miflugi, so what are they arguing about? So Rabbanan Savri, Yeshem Lemesores, Rabbi Shimon Savar, Yeshem Lemikras. Over here we have this explicitly in the Gemara, that the Rabbanan, the Tanakama says, Yeshem Lemesores, Rabbi Shimon says, Yeshem Lemikra. What are they darshaning? So Rabbanan Savri, Yeshem Lemesores, the Rabbanan say, Yeshem Lemesores, Basukos, Hare Kan Arba. Three times in the pasuk the word basukos appears. The first two times it is written chaser, it's written without the vav. The third time it's written with the vav. So when it's written with the vav, it's mashma plural, so it's mashma two. And the other instances of basukos, it's mashma only one each because it's written chaser. So basukos, arekan arba. Dal chad kra legufe. So one pasuk I can't darshan at all, because the first reference to basukos, I need not to tell me the number of walls in a drasha, but I need just to tell me that I have to sit in a sukkah. So the basic mitzvah I learned from the first. Now I'm left with one of the references that's written chaser, and one of the references and the reference that's written mole. So pashulu tlas. Now I'm left with three. So asya hilchasa garasa lishlishes v'ukimta atefach. So comes along the halacha l'Moshe Mi Sinai, and reduces the shear of the third wall from a full size up until a tefach. So I start off with three because the first instance is needed to teach me the halacha of sukkah itself. So I start off with three. So I would think I need three full walls. No, but we have halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai that a wall that's even a tefach large is kosher. So how is that? Because two of the three walls have to be full size. The third wall can only be a tefach long. Reb Shimon Sover, and Reb Shimon says like this, basukos, basukos, basukos. I pronounce the word as if they were all written male. So I'm saying yesh em lamikra. I'm pronouncing the word as if it's all written male. That gives me six. Harekan sheish. Dal chad kra legufe. One, the first instance of sukkahs, we need to teach me the halacha of sukkah generally. Pashulu arba. Now I'm left with four. Comes along, the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai tells me that the fourth wall doesn't have to be the full size, that the fourth wall can only be a tefach long. That's how I know I need three full walls and a wall of a wall that's as long as a tefach. The Rosh explains that halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai always comes to reduce the size of something or the amount of something, just like over here where it reduces from a full size wall to a wall that's even a tefach large. Similarly, the Rush says that we have a concept of chasi nezek tsroros, that if you have damage which is caused not by direct physical force that your animal applies, but rather if your animal walks and then a pebble shoots out from underneath your animal's foot, that's also a din of chatzi nezek, because that's halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And over there, the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai is saying, I'm not chayev nezek sholem, I'm only chayev chatzi nezek. So again, over there, in that case, the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai is coming to reduce, it's coming to minimize the shear. And he says, similarly, by shiurim shalonshin, by the minimum shear that's required in order to get a punishment, the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai is coming to be makil. Why? Because ordinarily, I might think that as soon as I do an avera, as soon as I eat machalas asuros, I'm going to be chayiv. Comes along shiurim, which are halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai tells me, no, I'm not chayiv until I eat a kazayis, a kabetza, whatever it is. So again, over there, it's coming to be makel, because halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai always comes to be makel according to the Rush. Okay, so that's the machlokas by sukkah. Now, four lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Akiva, and what's Rabbi Akiva? Well, Zeshem Lamikra, Detanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omri Minayin, Rabbi is Dam, Shiyatza Mishne Mesim, Shetmeya Ba'ol. How do I know that if Rabbi is Dam usually a Rabbi is Dam that comes from one person is Tamei Ba'ol? How do I know that if I have two bodies and the Rabbi is Dam comes from both of them collectively, how do I know that that Rabbi is Tamei Ba'ol? Shanemar, I'll call Nafshos Mes. Lo yavo, it says, I'll call nafshos meis lo yavo, and the word nafshos is written chaser in the pasuk. It's written without the vav, but we're pronouncing it as if it had a vav. Shtei nefoshos b'shir echad. So he darshens from here that even if the ravi is dam, the shir ravi is dam comes from two bodies, it still combines in order to be tamei ba'ol. V'rabbanan nafshos ksiv, and the rabbanan say, well, it says nafshos without the vav. So says the Gemara, and therefore he holds Yeshem, the Rabbanan say Yeshem Lamasoras, but Rabbi Shimon says Yeshem, Rabbi Kiva rather says Yeshem Lamikra. Says the Gemara, Maskefla Rav Acha bar Yaakov, mi ikad delesle Yeshem Lamikra, is there really anybody who argues on Yeshem Lamikra? Because Vatanya b'chalevi mo, there's a pasuk that says, lo savashal b'gdi b'chalevi mo, one of the fundamental isurim in the Torah is that I'm not allowed to cook, I'm not allowed to eat, I'm not allowed to have anah from meat and milk cooked together. How do I know that the word chalev actually means chalev? Because we're trained to know that the word chalev, lo savash abadi b'chalev imo, that it means actually milk. But there's another word that's spelled the same way as chalev, and that's chalev. So says the Gemara, Batani b'chalev imo, yachol b'chalev. So I might think that the isser is that I'm not allowed to cook meat in the mother's fat, but really I am allowed to cook meat and milk together. So Amrit, yeshem lamikra. But how do we know? Because we know, yeshem lamikra, that even though I could pronounce it two ways, I pronounce it only one way, and we give primacy to the way that it's pronounced. Says the Gemara, Ela zekuliyama yeshem lamikra. You're right, everybody holds yeshem lamikra. But whoops, if everybody holds yeshem lamikra, what do we do with the daf that we just read? We had these five machloksen where the fundamental root of the machlokes appears to be whether we're holding yeshem lamikra, yeshem lamasores. Ela zekuliyama yeshem lamikra. Now we're going to reverse everything that we did on the other amud. So Rebbe v'Rabbanan b'akam eflagi. In our Gemara, Rebbe and Rabbanan are arguing about this. Rebbe Savar Yarshion Elohim Achrini. Rabbanan Savri Yarshion Dahayech Bahai. So again, what did we have the pasuk? We were darshaning the pasuk that it said that al kol dvar pesha al shor al chamor al se al sama kol aveda asher yomar ki uzeh ad Elohim yavo dvar shneim asher yarshion Elohim yishalem shneim l'reyehu. So it appears that two people are saying that he's chayev. But because it says Yarshion, which is a Lashon Rabin. But the question is, which two people? Does it mean two new people, or does it mean two people including the Elohim mentioned earlier? So Rebbe says Yarshion Elohim Achrini, that it's two judges in addition to the judges that were mentioned earlier that are giving the conviction. Rabban Asavri Yarshion Dahayech Vahai. No, it means that the judge referenced now, combined with the judge referenced before, that's who's comprising the majority. So it's not a new count of judges, it's referencing the judge that was mentioned already in the pasuk. That's how we have a total of three. So Rav Yehuda ben Roeitz, how about his whole machlokas about Shvuayim and Shivim? Lo pligi Rabbana Lalea. The Rabbana never argued on him. So there was never a machlokas, there was never a havamina that the Shvuayim and the Pasuk should actually be read as Shivim. So we thought there was a machlokas, there was no machlokas. How about all machlokas about Matnas Dam, where we have Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether one matanas ma'akev by chatas or two matanas are ma'akev by chatas? Beis Hillel, the Tanya, because it says v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. And we're not darshaning the word karnos anymore, where there's a kriik siv, we're darshaning the word v'chiper. So it says the v'chiper twice. Mibnea din. Va'alodinu nemar damim lamata, v'nemar damim lamala. It says damim by matnas dam that have to be on the bottom of the mizbeach. It says damim by matnas dam that have to be on the top of the mizbeach. The mizbeach again had a line across the middle, and some karbanas had to be applied the matnas dam above, and some matnas dam had to be applied below. So ma damim amurim lamata shenisnem b'matana achas kiper. Just like the karbanos where the matnas dam have to be on the bottom of the mizbeach, if they are applied with one matana, they affect a kapara. Avdamim amurim lamala, also the dam that is referenced, that is stated, legabe matanos that have to be placed on the top of the mizbeach, should nasnam b'matana achas kiper. If they are placed b'matana achas, they are going to be mechaper. So the blood, what carbon is said that the matnas dam have to be placed on top of the mizbeach, that is a chatas. Now, just like the karbanos where the matnas dam are on the bottom of the mizbeach, if you place them with only one matana, it's a good kapara. So too, the chatas, which has to be on top of the mizbeach, if you place with only one matana, it's also mechaper. That's how Beis Hillel knows that one kapara is good enough. Oh, klach l'derech zu, or maybe go like this. Nemar damim b'chutz, v'nemar damim b'fnim. Maybe it says damim by karbanos that are brought on the mizbeach hachitzon, and it also says damim by karbanos that are brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. What karbanos are brought on the mizbeach hapnimi? So Rashi explains, it's the par helam davar shel tzibur, and the par kohen gadol, that by these matanos there's a whole elaborate process of kapara that Rashi explains. Tunim sheva azayos ala paroches, they need seven sprinklings on the paroches. V'alamizbeach azav v'tznube matana achas me'am makoves be'ezim makomem v'nafkala mikroi ba'komets rabba v'yosa kasher asa matam alamar lichpol ba'azos malamet shim chisor achas mikol matanos lo'asa klum. So by those karbanos, the point is, Rashi says, by those karbanos there's a whole elaborate process with the sprinklings and the placings on the mizbeach, and we know, we darshan elsewhere, that if you miss any of these matanos, then there's no kapara at all. So maybe I should learn a chatas that's brought outside from these chatos that are brought inside. That ma damim amurim bifneim chisar achas mikol matanos lo'asa v'lo klum, av damim amurim b'chutz chisar achas mikol matanos lo'asa klum. So maybe if I'm lacking any of the matanos, it's totally ineffective. So says the Gemara, well, nira lemidome danan chutz michutz vein danan chutz mipnim. So maybe it's more mistaber that I should compare karbanos that are brought on the outside, like a chatas which is brought on the mizbeach hachitzon, with other karbanos that are brought on the mizbeach hachitzon, And I shouldn't compare a chatos which is brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon to these types of chatos that are brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Says the Gemara, well, how do I know that? Oklach l'derech zu. Done in chatos v'dalek kronos, me chatos v'arba kronos, v'alyochiach zeh, she'in chatos v'dalek kronos. Well, maybe I should learn a chatos from a chatos, and I should not learn the chatos from the Dam HaOsham, which is applied on the bottom of the Mizbeach, and is not a chata. So maybe I should learn one carbon from that other type of carbon, and even if it means that I'm learning something that's brought outside from something that's brought inside. So Tama Lomar, so that's why it says in the Pasuk, v'chiper, 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 mebnei adin, kiper, afal pi shalo nosan ela shlosha, kiper, afal pi shalo nosan ela shtayim, Kiper afal pishlo nosan ela achas. So the three words v'chiper, Beis Hillel comes in darshans, it teaches me that even though it says I need four matanos, if there's only three, it's good. If there's only two, it's good. And if there's only one, it's good. And Beis Shammai argues on that drosha, but they're not arguing about yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesores, because they're not arguing about the word chronos, or only they're only arguing whether I should darshan the word kiper like this. Reb Shimon Rabbanon. How about Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon, the Machlokas by Sukkah? Ba'apligi, this is what they're arguing about. Reb Shimon Savar, Schacha lo boikra. Rabbanon Savar, Schacha boikra. The Reb Shimon says that the Schach itself don't need a reference in the Pasuk. And the Chachamim say that the word Schach does need a pasuk. So the Rashi explains like this: Rav Shimon Rabbanan kulu yeshem lemikra svirulo. They all hold yeshem lemikra, and therefore they all start off with a total of six. Because Sukkos is written three times. Each time, it's assumed that it's a male, and that yeshem lemikra v'chimadlis chad besuka legufei pashulu arba. Alvo Rabbanan Sviri Schacha Boikra, Pashalu Gimel Defanos, Vigirasa Ilchasa Lishlishes. Rav Shimon Savar Schacha Lo Boikra, Demikra, Demedlina Lugufe Nafka, Taha Belo Schacha Lo Mikri Sukkah. So if you hold that Schach requires a reference of Sukkah in the Pasuk, then I'm starting off with four. I take away one to teach me the Schach. Now I'm only left with three. So three really means two full size wall plus one, that's a Tefach. If I don't need a separate Pasuk, the Jishin Schach, because as Rashi explains, without the Schach, it's simply not called a Sukkah, so you don't have anything. Then I start off with four. So the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai then comes and takes the fourth wall down to the Shira of even a Tefach. Revi Akiva Rabbanan Ba'apligi, Revi Akiva Savar Nafshos Tarti Mashma, Rabbanan Savri Nafshos Dili Alma Mashma. It doesn't mean Nafshos literally two people. It means I'll call Nafshos Mace. It means that you generally can't be found in an Oel with this Shira of blood, because this Shira of blood is going to be Metame Ba'Oel. So says the Gemara, V'dekuli Yama Yeshem L'Mikra, but is it true that everybody holds Yeshem L'Mikra? V'atanya L'totafos, L'totafos, L'totafos. And by the Tefillin Shel Rosh, how do I know that it has to be divided into four compartments? Because it says Totafos, Totafos, Totafos. Hare Kan Arba. Now over here we're darshaning that each example of Totafos, except for the one where the Vav appears, is only one. So one plus one plus two, that equals four. It's a different Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kivar Ma'ein Atzarech. No, I don't even need to darshan the Creek Siv here, because Tat Bekatvi Shtayim, Pat Bafriki Shtayim, because these words in other languages actually mean two. So Totafos, I know already means two. So I already means four, rather, because it's two plus two. Eliolam pligi. You're right. Really, they do argue about Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemasores. Vani Milikli pligi, Echa Deshnei Kra, Deshani Kra Mimasores. That's only when the written form of the word differs from the pronounced form of the word, like where the written form of the word doesn't have a vav, and then we're pronouncing it as if it has a vav. Aval hai chalev chalev v'chalev the chiyadadi ninu yesh aim lemikra. However, there are certain types of situations where the way it's written without nekudos could be pronounced two ways, but we know we have a mesora that it's pronounced one way. We follow that pronounced way. So in those situations, there is no machlokas yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesores. Vare, So Savare Yere Yere by Aliyah LaRegel, it says Yere Techi Adodininu Upligi, that the written form of the word and the pronounced form of the word are spelled exactly the same way, they're pronounced the same way, yet there is a machlokes, the Tanya, Yochanan Mendavoy, Yomar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema, Suma Beachas Meinav, Potter Men Ariya. If you have a person who's blind in one eye, he's Potter from being Ola LaRegel. Shnemar Yere Yere Kederach Shabale Rose, Kach Bale Rose. Just like Male Rose, just like if you come to be Ola LaRegel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees you Kaviyachol with two eyes with perfect vision, so too you're chayiv to go up to be Ola LaRegel only if you see perfectly. So and there's a machlokas there, even though the word Yireh, it's Yud Reish Aleph Hey, there is no creek save, there is no Molei Chaser. How do I know that everybody says Los Vashel Gadi means Bachalei Vimo? It's not because everybody there holds Yeshem Lamikra, because there's always a machlokas Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamisores, but it could only mean Chalev. Why? Because it says Los Vashel Gadi Bachalei Vimo, Derech Bishol Asra Torah, because the Torah Asra to Derech Bishol, Rashi explains that if the reference was to Chalev as opposed to Chalev, it would have used a Lashon of frying, because you fry fat as opposed to cook it. Since it uses the Lashon of cooking, I know that it's talking about Bishol. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up, God willing, from this place tomorrow.